kind of like.
Good morning, Fayetteville. Paul Janine speaking.
Hey, Janine, good morning. Is Dr. Kim in right now?
She's in the office, but she's with a patient. Can I take a message?
Yeah, of course. I was in contact with you guys probably like 6 months ago. I'm from Bank of Cardiff. You know, we were talking about doing some financing, changing some stuff around the practice, but she wasn't ready at the time to pull the trigger. So just touching base with you guys.
Okay. Do you have a number where I can have her give you a call back?
Yeah, it's 858-225-2347.
And your name?
My name is Pete. I could shoot an email if that's easier for you.
Sure.
Yeah, where can I send that?
Do you have the her email?
No, I don't. I need it.
It's dr.
Mhm.
Kim.
Mhm.
At it's I, N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, M as in Mary, ed.net. So it's Dr. Kim at INF, infmed.net.
I got you. How's business been for you guys? You busy now? Everyone's out of school, holidays early?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Doctor took some vacation, so then, you know, how that is. But, yes, then we're even more busy because we had to scoot them all. So, yeah.
Yeah, you get to pile up.
A really good month. Yeah, good. Pile them up.
Are you guys general dentistry? Do you specialize at all?
No, we're general.
You're just general? Good. Yeah. Do you guys do a lot of insurance work or...
Yeah, we're
is that
only,
your bread and butter?
We're only insurance. We don't do any state programs or HMO.
I gotcha.
We're insurance and private.
All right. Any small talk about doing any remodeling or updating anything there yet?
Oh no, our office is amazing. They built it brand new. So this is the most beautiful office I've ever been in, far less worked in. Like, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it sounds like the Taj Mahal of dentist office.
It is. It really is. Like, you should look us up. If you haven't been here, you should look us up.
Seriously. Where's Apple Valley? Like, we're down here in San Diego. I'm not too familiar with Apple Valley.
Oh, we're in the high desert. We're like halfway between LA and Vegas off the 15. There's have you heard of Victorville?
No, but I've driven through there. I've definitely gone from LA to Vegas.
Yes. And so there's like this group of communities. It's Victorville, Hesperia, Apple Valley. They're all like three together, up pretty right there in the desert.
Oh, good.
What's right dab in the desert.
It's probably how hot is it there right now?
Today I think it was supposed to be like 98.
Only 98.
Only 98. God. Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, I know it's supposed to be hot, but that's, how do you live like that?
It is. I don't know, you kind of get used to it. Like, I think anything under 100 we're okay with. When we start getting into the triple digits, yeah, it's just, it gets miserable. But,
yeah,
I mean, it's dry heat. It's way better than my husband was in the military. We lived on the Midwest, and the humidity, oh, that kills me. So
yeah.
I definitely understand the difference between humidity and the dry heat now, and the dry heat's much better.
Yeah, dry heat's like an oven. It's, you know, it's not too bad, but...
Yeah, yeah.
And I used to live on the East Coast. It was terrible.
Yes. Yes. We have our oldest son lives in New Jersey, and when we've been back there in the summer, I'm like, oh, heck no. We will only be visiting in the spring and the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jersey in August, that's where I'm from, that Jersey, New York area, and it gets nasty. It gets New York City in the summer is like a swamp, a concrete swamp.
Oh, yeah. I've been back, in Baltimore. My husband was born and raised in Maryland. So we spent a lot of time in Maryland and Jersey and, that type of thing. I only went to New York once. I was good. I don't really care if I don't go back to New York.
It's kind of dirty.
It is. And, like, this car was hitting this other car, and it would back up and hit it again. I'm like, James, this is ridiculous. The police had to, like, bang on his hood and say, don't hit her one more time. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, this is ridiculous. I said, okay, I've seen enough. Take me back. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it out here. I've been staying out here for like 5 years now and not going back home. No way.
Well, we're gonna be getting on the road pretty soon. My husband is retired from the military after 31 years. So we bought a 39-foot fifth wheel, and we're going to be hitting the road.
Oh, that's always fun. Where are you heading out to?
we're gonna be we're just gonna be gone for like 6 months at a time, and we'll spend some time back, obviously back with our son. We have like a camping membership where you can camp at all these different camp places for free because we bought into like a timeshare.
Oh, I got you. Of camp spots.
Camping, yes, rather than actual, you know. So yeah, so I'm like, let's go, babe. So we're gonna
kinda like
hit the road.
Kind of like those KOAs, but probably a little nicer.
Yeah. Most all of them have full hookups, and so we can, you know, run the air and everything, and do our laundry and all that kind of stuff. And so yeah, we just wanna we'd like to see the national parks is what our goal is.
Where's the first stop?
I think that we're going to head south because we've already done a lot of north. Like last year we went to Montana to Glacier and on into Canada, into Banff. Oh, my gosh. That was amazing. Banff yeah. in Canada was beautiful.
I've never been up to Canada before, but...
it is amazing. And they're so nice. Like, we cross over the border. They're like, okay, where are you going? I'm like, oh, we're going into Calgary, into Banff. And how long are you going to be there? 14 days. Are you carrying alcohol? Yeah, we are. Well, how much? Oh, probably a couple six packs. And, you know, like, go ahead. We come back. And, oh, my God, they give us the riot act, like, to get back in the United States. I'm like, my husband's a military. Like, you know, he has a military ID and everything. And I said, why don't you guys just go check the trailer? I know that's what you guys want to do. Like, they wanted to know how we were related. Because my husband's black. And they look at him and they're like, how are you? They ask him, how are you related to her? And he's like,
God.
he looks over at me, he looks back, he goes, that's my wife.
Oh, my God. So. Oh, that's yep. funny.
All right, yeah. I'll let you go.
And
send an email to doctor, and if she's interested, she'll get back to you.
For sure. Thank you so much.
Okay,
appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.